From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The Olympics announce a ban of athletes for doping. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, says a final ruling on the entry of Russian athletes in the Rio de Janeiro Olympics will be announced later in the day, just a day before the opening of the Games. The IOC asked international sports federations to decide which individual athletes could be free to compete in Rio after review of their doping records. But Bach said many decisions have been made.
We have already identified nearly 100 athletes who tested positive and which cannot participate in these Olympic Games.
Bach said the actions that have been taken deliver a strong message.
The message is clear. We want to keep the cheaters away from the Olympic Games. The message is clear. There is no place to hide for cheats. And dopers can never feel safe anywhere because we are storing these samples and we will follow up on each evolution there in scientific research and testing methods.
Bach said at a news conference that we expect the final results of the panel to be ready for publication later in the day. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the U.S. does not pay ransom amid criticism of the Obama administration's payment of $400 million in cash to Iran on the same day Tehran released four American hostages. U.S. officials said the airlifting of $400 million to Iran in January was to partially settle a decades-old dispute over an aborted arms deal. This is VOA News. Police in London say they have found no evidence of radicalization to suggest terrorism after a Somali man stabbed a woman to death and wounded five other people in central London. Instead, they say the attack was likely triggered by mental health issues. Police arrested the 19-year-old man in Russell Square near the University of London after incapacitating him with a taser. The man, who has yet to be publicly named, is in police custody at a nearby hospital. Police did say the 60-year-old woman who was stabbed to death was an American citizen. She was treated at the scene by paramedics but pronounced dead shortly after. Three victims were released from the hospital early Thursday morning. The knife attack came the same day. London officials announced an increase of armed police patrolling the city in an effort to prevent terror attacks. VOA's Europe correspondent Luis Ramirez has more on that.
Just hours before the attack happened, it happened late Wednesday, hours before the attack happened, police announced that they have plans to deploy 600 additional armed police to the streets of London. This is, of course, a huge departure. This is a city, this is a country where police have traditionally not been armed in general, but that scenario is changing. In fact, in the morning of Thursday after this attack, more police were visible carrying weapons, and that is, of course, a shock to people in the city.
In a statement, the London mayor, Sadiq Khan, said safety in London is his number one priority, and he expressed condolences for the victims of the attack. Taliban militants attacked a group of 12 American and European tourists escorted by an Afghan army convoy in western Herat province in Afghanistan Thursday, leaving at least seven people wounded as the insurgents step up nationwide attacks. The tourists, eight British, three Americans, and one German national, were ambushed by Taliban gunmen while en route from neighboring provinces of Bamiyan and Ghor. It is unclear why they were traveling overland at a time when Western embassies typically warn their citizens against all travel in Afghanistan, citing threats of kidnapping and attacks. With U.S. voters continuing to hold unfavorable views of the Republican and Democratic presidential candidates, parties outside the two that dominate the country's politics are getting some rare national exposure. The last president, who was not either a Democrat or Republican, left office in 1853. But on Tuesday, Libertarian Party candidate Jerry Johnson and his running mate Bill Weld appear on a CNN town hall for the second time during this year's campaign. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.